Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast, where we will discuss with industry experts on how to create wealth and build passive income from apartment buildings, self-storage, mobile home parks, and much more. Here is your host, Jonathan Way.
Welcome to the Building Wealth Through Commercial Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Way, and I'm the founder of Greystone Capital Group, my investment firm. If you're interested in passively investing with us, please visit greystonecapgroup.com and join our investor network. Okay, and now on to the show. Hi, Edna. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jonathan, for having me.
Sure. Edna Keep, she's a real estate investment teacher, author of Multiple Ways to Wealth, Creating Your Prosperous Lifestyle, has a deep understanding of what investors want in a deal. As a former financial advisor, Edna helps connect investors with everyday people who want to create true passive income for long term. Edna team has a portfolio of $75 million they built in less than 14 years, primarily in apartment building and multifamily units with none of their own money. So you use other people's money. They have over 778 doors and 178 units having been added in the last year. Wow, that's great. And is currently working on a deal that almost doubled the number of units for her team and manages her own proven process. She shares success with other teachers through coaching. In addition to coaching, she's coaching real estate entrepreneurs. She lives in Calgary and Winnipeg with her husband, Warren, and teenage daughter, Desiree and Donnie. Okay, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate
you. You're welcome.
You know, sharing your advice and wisdom to our audience. So let's talk about how you, first got started in multifamily and in your journey.
Go from there. Okay, sir. You know, we started in 2007 and we had taken some training from the Robert Kiyosaki group. And of course, like everybody, we started with condos and houses. But very quickly, we weren't able to get more financing. You know, I believe they never really give you a cutoff. I think we got to about 15 doors and then we couldn't get any more financing. So I was sitting with a realtor one day telling him that we wanted to be buying more houses, but we were going to have to use joint venture partners because we'd run out of our ability to get mortgages. And he said, well, Edna, why don't you just buy a multifamily? And I don't know, I think this is typical. I said, well, I can't yet. I don't have enough houses. And he said, oh, yeah, you can. And I said, well, tell me more. So before I left his office that day, I said, well, what do you have? And he said, here he had a 24 unit. He was just going to be listing on MLS the next day. And I said, well, what kind of offer would it take to make the to get it accepted? And he said, in this market, because we had a really good market at that time, he said, it's going to be a full price offer. And I said, okay, write it up. And we got that under contract in a couple of days. And that was our first multifamily building. It was a 24 unit, very big value add opportunity. In our city at that time, there'd been a huge increase in values and rents had went up a lot. And these people had owned their buildings for a long time and they hadn't increased the rents. So the average rent of that 24 unit was $425 a door. And we took possession and immediately increased it to over 800. And of course we had people move out, but within a very short period of time, within a couple of years, we had the rents closer to 1,000 to 1,100. So we had a really huge value add opportunity there. And we ended up condo converting that and selling it as condos, just because, again, that was what was happening in the market. That's what our realtor recommended. And we wish we would have just held on to it. But we did well with that too. We had some that were selling at $147,000 a door, and we paid $75,000 a door for that building.
Wow. That's an amazing, amazing story. And that's your first multifamily.
That was our first one. Wow. Yes. Our first multifamily. And that's when we decided to concentrate on multifamily because we could see the opportunity and houses in our area had increased a fair amount. We weren't seeing as much opportunity with the houses. And so then from there, we just started concentrating on multifamily and grew very, very, very quickly. And most of our deals were value add, although we did purchase some turnkey deals as well, where, you know, we had cash flow right from day one. They were already fully optimized and stuff like that. But again, we felt we got good numbers on it. It was cash flowing, like I said, right from day one. So we bought some like that as well.
Nice. And what year and month were you started in your multifamily journey?
Our very first purchase in multifamily was in 2008. So we started in 2007, and at the end of the 18 months, remember I said we bought 50 doors in 18 months? That 24 unit took us to the 50 doors.
Now, that was during almost a great depression, a great financial crisis, right? 2008.
Well, it was in the US, but it wasn't here.
It wasn't here.
We were actually in a really uprising market at that time. Like I said, we paid $75,000 a door, and we condo converted them, and we were selling some around $147,000 a door, on average about $120,000, but we did sell some a little bit higher.
Now, is that near like Winnipeg, or what location?
The city's called Regina, Saskatchewan, and they're saying there's the two larger cities, Calgary, Alberta, and Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're kind of between those two for people who don't know where we're located, but we're in the capital city of Saskatchewan. We're small province in Canada, okay. Small central province, yeah.
Okay, I know this main Toronto, Winnipeg, I heard of, is very famous for some state, and then Ottawa, Quebec, and then Vancouver. Those are the main cities I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. Vancouver's on one coast and Toronto's on the other coast, and we're central.
Okay, great. I've been to Toronto and I've been in Vancouver. Yeah, I've visited Vancouver. It's great. Well, that's wonderful. So you were very happy. You did very well in the 24 units. And then you started to, get a mentor, right? Mentorship program.
Well, we actually, when we started, we got a mentor right away. We bought into the Robert Kiyosaki program. I think we paid $27,000 US, and we got a mentor right away with as part of the package that we bought. So we studied really hard the first year that we did mostly our learning, but we were buying as well. We took our first course in June of 07, and we bought our first property in September of 07.
Okay, great. Excellent. And was it a really good course? You recommend that Robert Kiyosaki?
It was really good. There were some things missing because of the Canadian content. And it focused mostly on houses. And when we got to understand the power of multifamily, that was a couple of years later already, you know. So then we just kept going on, and we got different training from different people.
Okay, great. So let's talk about one of your, I guess, your heavy value add deals that you've done. So let's talk about how did you think about that versus a regular value add? And what are the benefit pros and cons of that? And how did you, I guess, take us through the steps, how you finance that?
Sure. Well, the one deal that was kind of a home run for us, Jonathan, was we bought 144 units in 2012. And it was in northern Saskatchewan in a small town. And how it came to me is I had met a couple at the very first training course I ever took of Robert Kiyosaki, the very first 3-day weekend. And it was a father-daughter team. And they approached us with it. And they said, you know, we're not very good at raising capital. We see that you are. Would you partner with us? We would, probably give you 75% of the deal if you find the investors. And of course, the investors get a big portion. But, you know, once we started analyzing the deal, we found out that, there was a huge value add opportunity. It was very under-rented. It had been owned by a charity, Jonathan. So it had kind of got run down. They weren't really good managers of it. It had been given to them as a gift when somebody died. And they just was not in their wheelhouse to look after it. So we knew that we could do a really good job increasing the value. So that one, we knew within 4.5 years, we'd be able to pay our investors back just with cash flow alone. But we did more than that, and we got them paid out in 36 months. All our investors fully paid out, and we refinanced at, I believe we paid $6.5 million. We refinanced at $8.5 million. So everybody got paid out. My partner and I each got a $400,000 payday, which was a tax-free loan, and which the building still pays off to this day.
Wow, that's excellent. That's great. I'm great that it's great to have partnerships and people you meet. That's wonderful. That's why I love meeting people like yourself and everyone, and we could all pop up to do a deal. So it's great. So awesome.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. That's great motivation. And so how did you so let's talk about these really heavy value add deals. What kind of loan? Is it like you took a bridge loan, or what do you look for in these kind of deals?
Well, you know what? In this particular case, Jonathan, we just raised capital for it because it was already a cash flowing building. We actually got full financing right away. And in Canada, we have something called CMHC financing, which is kind of like your Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac type thing. It's an insurance one provided by the government. So we were able to get it with 15% down, 85% financing. And back when we got our very first mortgage, we actually took it at 4% over a 10-year term. So it cash flowed right from day one. It cash flowed very, very well. And then, but then we did the value add and then we refinanced and pulled out the capital. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. So okay. You got a sort of like a Canadian equivalent of a government-backed sort of lender, which gave you low rates and gave you very long-term, I guess, amortization periods. I assume it's a 30-year over 10-year term and gave you low rates. So you can leverage, you know, you maximize your leverage to.
Yes, yes, exactly. It. Yeah.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. You had a great. And that he did that. Okay, great. And did you, so you focused mainly on Canada, mostly Canada and around your area, right? Is that true?
When we started, yes. It was pretty much primarily in our area. We did spend quite a bit of time in the States when we first started, Jonathan, but you guys were having all kinds of challenges. We couldn't get any financing and we didn't have a lot of money either. So we found that we could get better deals back at home and we could get really good financing at the same time.
Yeah, I think because Canada gives the locals the more benefit, right? Whereas you're a U.S. citizen, I don't think I can get the benefit of Canadian loans because I'm not a Canadian resident.
Maybe yeah. That's the reason why.
So, mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
Kind of like we have a little more difficulty getting loans in the U.S. too. So what we do with the U.S. that's different is we pay cash for our buildings, maximize the value, then we finance. And it's more favorable to us to do it that way.
Oh, okay. So you just paid cash so that you don't have to deal with no, because Freddie Mac is really strict. I've done a couple, you know, many, like, you know, Freddie Mac deals and they're very strict on, yeah, have you done those deals? They're very strict on looking at your balance sheet and all this, you know, your assets and everything. And they're very strict. They ask every single question that's really somewhat personal.
Yeah.
And it's really like very intrusive.
Our CMHC program is like that too, but my students qualify for a lot of CMHC insured mortgages actually. So okay. It works good because we're getting, I think the best rate I've seen recently from one of my students was like 1.6% and a 35-year amortization, you know?
Oh my God, 35 years is really much longer than the U.S. The Freddie Mac is 30
well,
years.
Well, ours is a little bit different though, Jonathan. It's 5-year terms. But the amortization is 35 years. Does that make sense? Like it's just a term. We don't have a 30-year term like you guys do.
Oh, okay.
So we could have interest rates go up in 5 years.
Yeah. So
or 10, however long we get the mortgage term. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way Freddie also has like a 10-year term or like and then the 30 amortization, but 10 years due.
Oh, term. Oh, it does the same way. Okay. Oh, good. I wasn't aware of that. That's awesome.
Yes. And then so what happens is obviously. We have to go step down where 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You hold it for 5 years and there's no penalty. So they call it a step down or a yield maintenance. So you want to generally two. I like doing the step down option. So,
mm-hmm.
So, okay, great. And so let's talk a little about your mindset. What's, I guess, a critical element to be successful in multifamily as a syndicator? What would you say to the audience? What can help them be, you know, have the right mindset? You know?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things I find is anytime you're going through a growth pattern in your life, it's new level, new devil, you know? So you have to learn to think differently and you've got to learn to control your mind. Like one of the things that I concentrate on with my students, because people naturally, your mind goes to the negative, like, you know, things like, oh, I can't find a good deal. I can't find an investor. I might not get financing, you know, all that sort of stuff. That's kind of the normal way. So you really have to take control of that. I have my students do affirmations every day. I find the best deals out there. I get the most amazing deals. My financing comes together so great. I get really great interest rates. And I have investors lined up to invest with me. And, you know, planting those seeds in your brain really, really makes a difference for you. You know, if you're the person running around saying all the time, oh, I can't, I can't, I can't, guess what? You can't. So that's a big part of it. Just really understanding how you can take control of your own mind and just change the way you're thinking, you know?
Yeah, I do. I believe in that because I believe that mindset is very powerful and having positive vibe and positive mindset can really change across your trajectory and the way.
And even more than positive, it's actually taking control, you know, like really planting new beliefs into your mind. And, you know, we have to let things kind of percolate in our mind to get into our subconscious, but to we really need to change our beliefs a lot of times to go from somebody who's a W-2 employee to somebody who's a business owner running a multi-million dollar real estate corporation. And that's what I find, that a lot of people really have to go through a lot in order to get there. And it's a growth pattern, you know, like you and I talked a little bit before. It's not just one education program. It's ongoing in this business. You don't just get to get one coach and one trainer and you think you're done. It doesn't work like that. I still have a coach all the time because there's always stuff that I don't know. There's always stuff that I have a blind spot to that my coach can see outside of me. So I just believe that that's a huge part of it. And I don't believe people can really grow exponentially, especially if they don't have a coach working with them.
Yes, yes. You always need a coach and a mentor to help guide them and bring them there. So that's very important as well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And somebody who's already been there, done that, you know, I always said, I don't need a cheerleader coach. That doesn't do me any good. Oh, you're so good. You got it. I don't need that. I like coaches who've been there, done that, and I can learn how to do it through them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Great. That's great. It's great advice. Really great advice. Very important advice to our listeners, because you need really a coach who has been there and done that and can really help you elevate your level where you're probably a little junior level and bring you up in that pathway basically. Yeah. And you also have the right, you have to have the mindset where you can actually implant some of these into your subconscious and truly do believe that you can actually go from a W-2 to a business owner and you can actually succeed in what your vision is and your plan, which is very powerful, because you need that to as your base to start thinking that, you know, I can achieve the goals I want. You know?
Yeah. And another really powerful way to get there, Jonathan, is being around like-minded people. Like you and I met, we're talking about this a little bit earlier. Like the power of our network is so huge. You know, we wouldn't have got where we did if we kept hanging around with the people we used to. We totally changed our friend group. And, you know, I started to do events on live stage. And I remember one time looking out into the audience and there was like over 100 people. And I looked around and there was two people in the audience that were in my real estate life that everybody else were brand new people that I'd met in the real estate world, not anybody from the past sort of thing. So your whole life can change, but it changes also by the people that you surround yourself with. And it's a lot easier on you if you're around people that are buying multifamily, if you're around people that are raising capital, if you're around people that are doing it, because then you look at them and you go, well, they're no smarter than me. They're no better than me. I can do that. But if you're in your W-2 world, like so many people get, oh, who do you think you are? You can't do that. Who do you think you are? You know, you're going to get, you know, scooped out. You're not going to do good at that. And that's what most people hear. But when you're in a group of like-minded people doing it, everybody is on the same path. So that power is so powerful. Like the power of your network is huge, huge as well.
Yeah. So the old saying is your network is your net worth is really true.
Yes. Absolutely
because,
true.
We need each other. The team sport. Like if I can't raise capital, I need you to help me raise capital. If I find a deal, you help me raise capital. It's always
yes. You hit the nail on the head, Jonathan. Because yeah, and you know what? Not everybody can be good at everything. You know, like we found very early on that we were good at raising capital, but I don't like managing the deals. I like going through, you know, the analyzing and everywhere, all the way right through to the financing. I like putting the financing in place, but then I don't want to deal with tenants and toilets and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, that's why you also need a managing partner, somebody who can manage that. So, you know, most of the times we own like 25% of a deal, not 100%. And I'd mentioned this earlier too, but I'd rather own 25% of four deals than 100% of one.
Yes. Yeah. And also for you, there's a benefit because you only do that. You don't have to worry about everything else because it's the burden's on the lead sponsor who has to do everything else. and make sure it's running right. And you and your job is just to raise capital, which is a lot easier in my sense, and just making sure that's correct. That's all.
Yeah, except for a lot of people, Jonathan, it's a lot harder. And that's why we've got so many deals brought to us, because and great deals. They were really good at finding great deals, but they couldn't raise capital worth, you know, they just couldn't. And that's where we really got our reputation, is we could raise the capital, they could find the good deals. One couple we partnered on, we did 300 doors together.
Oh, okay, great. That's wonderful, wonderful. That's very good to know. We could definitely could get you a good deal because I have a lot of connections. So
yeah,
wonderful. Okay, great. That's very great. And so let's talk about your program. So you can offer a coaching program, you said, so our audience could maybe benefit or reach out to you. So tell us about your coaching program.
Sure. It's called 90 Days to 5K. And the premise there is that in 90 days, you'll understand the strategy of what it's going to take you to be earning $5,000 a month cash flow. And most of my students get it done between 6 and 18 months. I mean, one building, I've had students buy one building that pay them $5,500 a month, and smaller ones too. These aren't bigger ones, like the one I'm thinking in particular, $5,500 a month, a 9-unit building. So it can happen fairly quickly with the right guidance and the right understanding and the right mentorship. And that's what I do. I work with people that way.
Well, wonderful, wonderful. That's great. And I'm really glad that you are passionate. I love you. I love your spirit. I love that you're positive minded and you want to help others just like me. We're very passionate.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. So how would an audience reach out to you to want to talk about you or your coaching program?
The best way to find me, I don't know if you can see it on my screen, but my website's right behind me. It's ednakeep.com. And if they find me on Facebook, it's Edna Keep. Just have to Facebook me, Edna Keep, Coach Edna Keep. And then my email address is actually edna@ednakeep.com. So I'll make sure my assistant gets all that detail for you for your show notes, so that when you put this out, you can share it with people.
Oh, sure.
And I have some free training for people too, that, you know, if they're interested, I send them to a free 30-minute training. And then from there, if it's something that they want to explore, they can book a strategy call with me or one of my team.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, good. Thank you very much, Edna, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I really appreciate you having me, Jonathan.
Thanks for listening. For more information, you can find us online at www.graystonecapgroup.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. See you again next time.